Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man.
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So how you doing, Phil?
I'm alright, chilling.
So I see you got an injury there. What's that?
Where you see the injury at?
On your hand.
Oh, you seen that? How did you see that?
You had the cup in your hand.
Oh, yeah. I had to get stitches the other day.
What happened?
I got a chandelier in my bedroom, and it sparked and popped where the switch is at.
Mm-hmm.
And the switch is, like, real small, like, towards, like, the middle of the wire. So I was trying to pop the switch off and replace it. But it's so small, like, you're trying to hold it in your hand and then trying to wedge between, like, the groove to pop it open. So I had like the 5-in-1, you know, the painter's tool.
Right.
I had it like in the groove trying to, because once those things lock, because I replaced it before, once you lock those, you can't get them open. So I'm struggling trying to get it open, and then the blade just like slid across that joint, scraped me all up. And it was a little deep, and I was all bleeding. Now, the first thing I did was stuck my hand in my mouth. She was like, it's all bad, and it's big. And she patched me up, and I went to urgent care the next day and got some stitches.
Where's urgent care?
On Baltimore Pike.
Oh, okay. What's the difference between that and going to the hospital?
Well, if you go to the hospital, you got to go to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
Urgent care is like, I guess it would be like an ER, but it's just like in and out. That's all they deal with. You just come in, sign in on the thing, and then they call you and take you in the bag and see what's wrong with you. Where like in the hospital, you got a lot of paperwork. You got to wait in the ER for hours and all that shit.
Okay.
And in the hospital, I think it's like $150 at the ER, and urgent care is just $50 per visit, something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, is this a new doctor that do the stitches and everything like that, or?
Yeah. Well, they got they probably have like, I want to say like six,
mm-hmm.
six doctors there, and it's not like you're this doctor patient or you're this doctor patient. They just take them back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who's whatever, they just keep the doctors rolling. Whatever doctor's ready to see you, they see you. I went there about like 10:20, and I signed in on the clip. They have like a computer you sign in, so mm-hmm. I signed in, then I sat down and waited, and I probably waited for like 15-20 minutes. They called me in the back, and first they call you, they get your paperwork right, make sure they got your stuff on file or whatever. And then they talk to you about why you're here, check your insurance and all that stuff. They do all that. Boom, I did that. After I did that, I came back in the waiting room. Like 10 minutes later, they called me in the back, and that's when they do your vitals and all that. Then they take you to one of the exam rooms. So I was like, all right, we're moving pretty good. Then I sat in the exam room for about a half an hour. I'm like, oh, shit. So what the fuck? So I grabbed the curtain, sling the curtain all husky, and everybody look at me. I'm like, excuse me, I've been waiting for half an hour. Is somebody going to see me? And then that's when they was like, well, I apologize. You know what I mean? Let me go see where the doctor's at. And they came back and was like, yeah, the doctor got caught behind time. He'll be in soon. And then the guy came in like right after they, you know, said that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young white guy. He was pretty okay. Cool.
Now, does urgent care stay open 24 hours?
I think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like real convenient in and out type of deal, instead of like trying to go to a hospital where you'd be there all day and shit.
Right.
And they also can get you like medications and write scripts. They can do everything that a hospital can do. You know, besides like big surgery and shit like that.
Right. Well, we got some we got a viral video. I can't say it a week because this was like last week. Everybody was talking about this last week. It was about this date at the cheese factory, a date that was supposed to happen at the cheese factory. And a guy was supposed to pick this woman up to go to the cheese factory, and they get in the car, and this is what happens when they get in the car. All right, so they sit in their car.
Yes.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
So he goes out. He goes, I'm assuming this is in front of her place. And
no, it's not.
Oh, this is at the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so they at the Cheesecake Factory. He got out his car about to open the car door for her. So the video starts while he's outside trying to open the car door for her, and she's recording in the car.
Are you're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant.
All right, now, have you been to the Cheesecake Factory?
No.
Okay, me neither. I was going to ask you to explain the Cheesecake Factory. I've never been.
Shay probably went. I hear it's not a bad spot. It's not like a McDonald's or nothing like that. So a lot of people like that as, you know, a restaurant. I think it is a chain, but it's like an upscale chain, I want to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a chain. So is it on the same plane as like Red Lobster or...
Probably.
Or Ruth Chris, because Ruth Chris is like a chain too, but
Ruth Chris is a little better than those two.
Okay. All right, I was going to ask you to explain the Cheesecake Factory. I've never been. I see it on, it's one on Chestnut Street.
I can ask Shay. She probably know about it. I don't like cheesecake, so I wouldn't go to Cheesecake Factory. But I know they got other foods there and all that shit.
Right, so they must have like a whole bunch of cheese.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
And I don't see nothing wrong. Now, before we get into it, do you see something wrong as taking a first date to the Cheesecake Factory?
No.
Right.
Who takes someone that looks like this?
All right, now here's another question for you before we get any further. Is this a work skit, or do you think it's real? Okay,
no,
so you think it's real. Okay.
Well, you must have not saw the follow-up video. One of the, I guess he would be a Muslim podcaster, he had them on the show and they was explaining like the whole thing,
right?
So I think it's legit.
Yeah, I seen media torical and reviews talking about it, but it was like real too long for me to try to like record that and cut that up and all that stuff. So here we go.
It seemed like it was a legit thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, now here's another question before we go further. Now she said, you want this to go to the Cheesecake Factory? Do you want to rate her looks? Because she's not bad looking. But I mean, what makes you so special that you can't go to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, she's tripping like she's like a supermodel or something.
To a chain restaurant.
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it.
Oh, our brother is either Middle Eastern or Latino, right? Is he Middle Eastern?
Middle Eastern, I want to say, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Even in front of them?
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
She looks at him as like a nut. And she's bored.
She's and making those faces bored. And stuff like that. Like, she's more concerned about her fans than she is about the date.
Right. She's bored. And my man, I don't know where they met or whatever. And he asked her to go out, and she just said, yeah, because she was bored and ain't had nothing to do. She's not really interested in him. Like you said, you could just tell by the looks on her face. She ain't interested in that dude.
They explain how they met. They was like at a restaurant or a club or something, or bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was other guys checking her out, too. And then he was with his boys, and then he went up and cracked on her. And then she gave him play because she was like, the other guys were scared to talk to her.
Okay, so the only reason why she talked to him is because the other guys didn't talk to her.
He had confidence. She's like 6'1". My man probably like 5'7", 5'6", you know what I mean? So she's saying he had a lot of confidence because a lot of guys was looking at her, but nobody would, you know, come up and say anything to her. And him being like a short dude, he was all confident and came up and cracked on her.
So let me guess, all men worried about her height, so she don't get men because of her height. That's what she's trying to say.
She didn't say that. She just said none of the guys approached her, but guys was looking at her and checking her out, but nobody would approach her, and he's the one that did approach her. So, you know what I mean? I guess it's the luck of the draw. Since he cracked on her, he got her number.
So she's not really interested in him. That's what it looks like. It's like she went out with him because it's like she bored and this gives her something to do.
I wouldn't say all that. I think it could be more to it than that. Maybe he cracked on her and maybe he walked her, you know, outside and he jumped in a nice ass car and she was like, oh shit, he got a couple of dollars. I'll let him take me out, see what's up.
See.
So it could be like Just because you're not all over a guy doesn't mean you're not into him. Like, she could have said, you know what, I'll give him a chance.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll get to the part where I tells you where she's not really interested in him.
Oh, okay.
So
yes, let's talk about it.
So you expect a man to go all out on the first date, is that right?
I mean, you're supposed to. When you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted, so mm-hmm. you're courting her, right?
Well, I'd be like, well, all right, then go find the other man to court you. I'm going to take your ass home.
I'm going to get out my car. I'm going to go to the factory, eat my food.
Right.
You're supposed to take care of her. You're supposed to cover her. You're supposed to protect her, cherish her, treat her well, right?
Yeah.
And what you're supposed to do.
She has children?
I don't think so.
Okay.
She's just big.
Say it again.
I said she's just big.
Oh, no, I wasn't because of that, her weight or whatever, when I asked. I'm just saying she talking high maintenance for somebody who had children. That's what I was going to say to you, if you would have said, yeah, she got kids.
Well, to not have any kids, because I don't think she had any kids. She didn't mention anything about no kids. She shouldn't have that big belly that she has, me talking about how fly she is.
I went into this date as I expect, with the expectations for myself, to keep you safe, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to respect you. To pay for your food, of course, pick you up, of course, mm-hmm. and just treat you like a gentleman, which I believe I have done.
I mean, you've been pretty nice, but I mean,
and then
Cheesecake Factory.
I, on the other hand, have certain expectations for a girl I go out with on the first date. I expect her to be respectful too. I expect her to be cooperative, mm-hmm. and at least, you know.
What did I do that wasn't cooperative?
Well, I mean, like, even like when we were walking to the car, you wouldn't put your hand around my arm or anything like that, or hold my hand or anything like that.
I mean, it's too early for that.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
What's that?
About her not doing that. I wouldn't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat that as much either, but in the same token is, you can't sit there and say, I don't know you, I don't trust you, all this stuff, but you showed him, like, he picked you up at your house, so he know where you live, for all of that, and you got in the car with him. He could have drove you to a damn warehouse and did what he wanted to do to you. So mm-hmm. if you don't trust him, don't get in his car, don't show him where you live on the first date. You could have met him at the restaurant.
Right.
I can respect that. When I got to your apartment to pick you up. You didn't want to invite me in. I can respect that too. We're not
again. Maybe I don't
we're
not know there. Yet.
Okay.
I know you.
And then, but.
I mean, I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as a woman.
But
I got myself all made up.
There's nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Yes, there's a lot wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. Well, look at.
I mean,
look at my planner. Where we were gonna go, originally.
See, now that's where we should have went. All right, right there. Call him.
No.
Good. Good. Exactly. You're right.
What do you mean, no?
See, I specifically told you.
Oh, yes, he did. I agree right along with him.
Both this and this morning, that I'd come to pick you up at 4 a.m. At 4 p.m., right?
Mm.
And I got to your place at 4 p.m. You didn't even come downstairs for another hour, and so I was waiting downstairs
for an hour.
See, this is why I said she doesn't really care about him. She doesn't respect him, because there's no way in the world you should let somebody wait for an hour while you upstairs getting dressed. Now, I understand things happen and she got home from work and the traffic or something like that. Traffic or the train was off schedule or something like that. I give you all that stuff, but she could have called him and said, you know what, I'm so sorry, man. Traffic was an accident on the highway or whatever. You don't just have him sitting up there for an hour like that. See, me, if that was me, I'd have left.
Because I'd have left after 15 minutes, I'd have left.
Right, that's so disrespectful. Now,
right, so go ahead. You're saying because if she made him wait an hour, she don't like him. But
I said respect him. I didn't say like she don't respect him.
You just by the face.
Okay, well, just by her facial expression she's making, when he's talking, she's talking over him and making facial expressions.
Right, well, she
made him wait for an hour. She doesn't respect him.
Right, I can agree with that. But when you said like, now, the thing is, a lot of girls make dudes wait a long time. Even in, you can be in a relationship with a girl and you can sit there and be ready, and then it takes her another hour to get ready. So sometimes it just takes girls longer. But if you don't know the guy, he shouldn't be out there waiting for a whole hour for you.
Right, right. Now, you said you would leave in 15 minutes.
15 minutes, I'd have been gone. And she called my phone all she wanted. I'm not answering it. Matter of fact, she probably blocked.
Okay, now, if she said, like I said, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just got in the house traffic. It was an accident on the highway or something like that. And we had to wait there for 45 minutes or something like that. I'm about to get ready right now. Now, would you have waited for the hour?
Am I there when she pulled up?
No, did she say that before you?
Before I got to her house?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, you can call it right.
Oh, you wouldn't. Okay.
No, because for one, like, you got reservations already. You know what I mean? If you can't be on time, then what the hell? All
right. Suppose she said that when you was already there. Now, would you go somewhere else or would you just leave?
I'm still not gonna wait an hour for you. That means you need to go up there and hurry up and change, and then we can probably go somewhere else if I'm already there. Okay. And if you want to go up there and still take a whole hour, then I'm probably going to bounce anyway. I'm not about waiting around for an hour for a girl I don't even know.
Okay.
But I wasn't expecting for work to take me so long.
Well, she said that part, but you should have said that to him from the jump. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I got home a little late, and like I said, I don't know you well enough to invite you up into my apartment, and that is not possible.
Yeah, but you could have called him and said that, they gave me something to do at the last minute, and now I'm trying to hurry up and get dressed now. That's all you had to do was say something to him. If he just sat there and you ain't called him and tell him that, I'd have got the hell up out of there.
You can't use this like you're so scared and you don't know him yet and all this stuff. But then you still expect him to take you to a fancy restaurant on a first date. Get in his car on a first date, but then you acting like you scared and you don't know him like that. It don't make no sense to me. Like I said, you wouldn't have let a guy know where you live if you didn't trust him. You wouldn't you wouldn't even have jumped in his car. You would have drove your own car and met him at the restaurant or wherever y'all supposed to go.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying, I'm thinking, okay, if we're not there in the relationship to... at your apartment, then maybe we're not ready in a relationship for such a nice fancy relationship.
See, like, the little facial expressions, I don't think he can see her. Because
he can't, but she's doing that for her fans.
Oh, okay, because so, see, if that was me, I'd be like, you know what, I'm into this conversation. Let me go on and take you home. I'm tired. I'd have said something like that.
I would have never had the conversation. As soon as she pulled the phone out on her date, I was like, what, you going live? All right, well, it's been real. Can you get out my car?
The restaurant is Aria. Especially if I'm paying for the whole thing, which I'm still willing to do. I would have been, but if we're late, I mean, I told you twice. Late.
It wasn't that late.
It wasn't that late. It was an hour. What's she talking about?
Left your not place her. At the time the reservation was supposed to be.
Oh.
And I specifically said 4 because maybe we could get there early. And even have some time to get to know each other on the way there and while we're in the parking lot.
I mean,
waiting for a reservation.
We can still get to know each other. Isn't there another restaurant you can call that, like, you know, the equivalent to that? I mean,
you don't
understand. Look at me. I cannot go in the Cheesecake Factory.
There's nothing.
A 5 talking about look at me.
Would you give her?
A 5.
Hold on. That's okay. Embarrassing.
Listen, I have very specific certain expectations for that. I can tell it's not gonna be there. And maybe we're not right for each other. So respectfully, I'm gonna just drop you off at home.
Oh no, he didn't.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
So you just want to call it a night? I mean, isn't there some kind of compromise or something? Ladies, can you believe this?
I'm sorry, y'all.
He's
If I don't feel respected,
I mean,
not gonna go through.
Well, like I said, she ain't respect you while you had to wait an hour, and she ain't say anything. That's why I hightailed it out of there and did something on my own.
Yep.
The rest of the day.
Then you talking, and when she talks, he doesn't say anything. He just let her talk or whatever, then reply. When he's talking, she's making all these facial expressions and talking over him. No.
Well, I mean, you are serious. You're really leaving.
Now, how old is this woman? In her 30s, she would say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't want this place anyway, right?
I mean...
Oh, sorry.
I understand that I was late. I understand that. I understand that I could have been a bit more cooperative. You made some good points. That's why I'm willing to compromise. Are you sure?
No, she's willing to compromise. Well, she's the one that's wrong the whole time.
Right.
I don't have.
Boy, she's acting like the Queen of England or something. Like he's lucky to be in her presence or some shit. Like, I'm willing to compromise. Yeah, we compromising, all right. I'm taking you home, and that's it. That's the compromise.
A lot of rules. I don't have a lot of expectations for a first date, but I've already set them, and you've broken everyone. So, I'm sorry. We're dropping you off home.
All right, whatever. Well, I mean, I guess I understand. You got to do what you got to do.
Doing it.
I understand where you're coming from.
Her eye got a little watery.
Hey. Now here she comes back. This is by herself now, talking about the situation of what happened.
Hey guys, this is Elisa.
Boy, that's like that makeup is like night and day, boy.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Tia, she said her name is?
Alicia.
Oh, okay. I thought she said Tia. I'm sorry.
But there have been quite a bit of things on my mind. I believe that many of you have seen the now viral video.
And she loves every minute of this too, by the way.
About me choosing to reject the Cheesecake Factory because I wanted more from my date. I want to, let me say this. It's interesting to me that just how a moment in time, right, can shape how so many view you.
Get to the point, ma'am. Goodness gracious. And you said she's like one of these TikTokers or Instagrammers or something?
I don't know. I think she have people that watches her videos and stuff. I don't know if she's famous or yet, but I think she do have followers and stuff.
If she speaks like this, then the world is in trouble on all her videos. Because my goodness,
she's doing this to feel like she's sorry for the way she acted. Types, and that's why she's dragging her words out like this.
And so.
Like, what's the long pause right there? Just get to talking, girl.
Talk about, I'm trying to remember. Bear with me, guys. I wrote down some notes so I can remember everything.
Well, just read the notes.
I watched the comments, the shares that you guys, the opinions that you guys had. And I have reflected on all of them, processed all of them that I was able to read. Many of you have been vocal about how entitled I was, how I misused this man. And I want you to understand that my mission has always been to empower women. huh? For women to feel respected, cared for, not be misused, or be.
He did none of that.
Right. There must be a part two. So this must be only one part. This is the first time I'm seeing this video. She's way too talk too long for us to continue this, but
she almost done.
No, because it's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds and we at 2:18 and she still ain't get to what the hell she wanted to talk about. So how is that empowering women in your opinion?
She's full of shit. She's just saying stuff right now to keep people on her side and stop people from bashing her.
Okay. And like Phil said, they were on a podcast talking about it. I only seen the clip from Mediatorical Reviews. So check him out.
My man that was hosting that podcast, he was asking her some good questions and he was checking her and shit on a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And she still want to go out with my man.
And hopefully he said no.
I don't remember what he said. I don't think he even said anything about it.
All right.
She said, yet. He said, so y'all didn't go out on your date yet. She said, so y'all didn't go out on your date. And then she turned to say, yet. You know what I mean? So, like, she leaving the door open and stuff.
Okay. Please. All right, y'all. That's enough of them at the Cheesecake Factory. We going to go to Dallas, Texas, with 28-year-old Reagan Sierra Moreno. A Dallas public defender is facing federal charges after she allegedly struck up a relationship with one of her former clients and provided him sensitive information about his brother's case. Here's the report. Boy, oh boy, these women, boy.
Police documents reveal details of the Dallas County public defender's reported relationship with a jail inmate. According to the arrest warrant affidavit, the lawyer used her work computer at the inmate's request and set up times so they could communicate from his jail window. Fox 4 Stephen Dial has more.
Dallas County investigators became suspicious with the amount of time public defender Reagan Sierra Moreno was spending with an inmate that was.
Boy, look at that picture, boy. That's a woman that went through some shit.
Was not her client.
She forgot to put her makeup on her bags. That's what it is.
That's like a big version of Wednesday from the Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
To say they believe she was involved in a.
Now look at this. Now here's a public defender. She then went to school. She then went to law school, got her degree, sacrificed studying, and got her degrees. And look at who she wanted to mess with. My man with a darn skull. Is that a skull tattoo on his neck?
Mm-hmm. Relationship with inmate Todd Whitfield. Investigators say on September 5th, Whitfield called Moreno and told her to look at him waving from his jail cell. Court records say Moreno then attempted to expose herself to him from a parking garage, but quote, the presence of a Dallas County Marshal marked vehicle deterred her plans.
Oh, he cock blocked her, huh? She wanted to show him her titty, but the darn vehicle done, the Marshal done cock blocked him.
I told you that happened on that show, Shay Watch. My man got an extra 30 days for that. He was about to get out. That day she went up there to go get him, he was about to get out. Mm-hmm. He got an extra 30 days for her flashing.
End quote. Days later, on September 12th, detectives say Whitfield called Moreno again. They say Whitfield asked Moreno to look up the criminal record for his brother, Zion.
But that's what he wanted to do all from the jump anyway. He didn't give a shit about that woman. And her dumb ass did it, too.
Whitfield. Moreno used her county laptop to look up court records and allegedly provided information about Zion's charges, affidavits, and alleged assault victim information. Investigators say Whitfield said, quote, we are throwing her a party when I get home, end quote. Moreno told Whitfield to stop saying that comment. Court documents say Whitfield then e-messaged the victim. The woman told him she was going to report his threat to the jail. Part of the message from Whitfield said, quote, I swear before Christ you haven't met me, but you will, and how you meet me depends all on
the jail phone, huh?
You. Dallas County Sheriff's investigators believe...
Like, motherfuckers act like they like mobsters in like the 80s or something. You calling threats on a damn a jail phone like they don't record it.
He got the information based on conversations with Moreno. Moreno, who has been on the job less than a year, is charged with abuse of official capacity and has since bonded out of jail. In Dallas, Stephen Dial, Fox 4 News.
Boy, oh boy, that woman just went to school and get with this old thug dude. The thug dude already wanted her. The only reason why he wanted her is so he can get information on trying to find out who the witnesses was, and her dumb ass did it on a work computer. Like, they couldn't find that out, that she was in there looking at cases on a damn work computer. That don't even make no sense. I feel bad for the parent, for her parents, who didn't help her go to school and all that shit, and she done fucked it up by doing something this damn stupid.
That's how it be.
Well, all right. We going to Miami-Dade County, Florida, where 35-year-old Vanessa Virgil, office aide at Miami Killen Senior High School, was arrested after she was accused of inappropriate conduct with a teen student. We always talk about how these women, boy, they after y'all sons. Y'all better watch it. First it was the predator man teacher that was all trying to get them young girls and stuff. Now these women say, fuck that.
Yeah, it's like the role reversed.
Yep. Here's the report.
A high school office secretary accused of trying to seduce a student, even telling him that she loved him.
Local 10's Cody Weddle is in Southwest Miami-Dade with the disturbing details.
Police saying this school secretary persisted and persisted to the point that the 16-year-old student was so uncomfortable that he had a panic attack.
Damn.
Former high school. Really?
Damn. She done got on his nerves so much that the young brother had a panic attack.
You're right.
School secretary Vanessa Virgil facing 6 felony charges. Police say
we'll get to that one.
Persisted in a romantic pursuit of a 16-year-old student at Miami Killian Senior High. In early September, for 3 weeks, the defendant had been very flirtatious with him by asking for his telephone number and calling him handsome. Mm. She began to touch him and say, I love you, police say. The advances inside the school's office allegedly became more physical. In one incident, as the student bent down to pick up something, Vigil allegedly began tapping his lower back with her nails and said, quote, I would have bagged you if I was in high school.
Ooh. I'm just shocked. I never imagined that would happen.
Yeah, exactly. We hear reports about this all the time. What makes you so shocked?
Here at school.
In another of 5 total incidents, Vigil allegedly placed her hands on her buttocks and looked back at him and smiled, then placed her hand over his chest and said, you should get out of here before I do something I'm not supposed to. We spoke to 35-year-old Vigil through the door of her nearby apartment.
Is any truth to these allegations?
I don't have any comment. They're not true.
So her dumbass just said, he asked a question. She said, I don't have any comments, but it's not true. You just answered his question.
Miami-Dade Public Schools saying in a statement that they are deeply troubled by the disturbing allegations made against this former employee. This type of comportment will not be tolerated as it runs contrary to the professional conduct we expect from all employees.
I hope that justice is served, and I hope that whatever needs to happen happens to that person.
Full of shit, because he probably be like, damn, I wish I was in high school. And she did that to me. Can I see how this woman look, reporter? Then reporter's son showed her the picture. He said, oh no, oh hell no. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I wish I was in school and it happened to me.
I don't understand why these female teachers can't find a dude. They gotta be hitting on these little fucking minors.
I don't know. Well, I get to that after the report is done. But like you said, it's enough bars or restaurants or whatever. Even I'm pretty sure it's male teachers, single male teachers that she can talk to. Why is she getting in the situation where this young man is saying all that stuff that she did, yeah, allegedly?
Ruining her reputation and her career for some bullshit.
Right.
All of this alleged touching, it occurred on the face, on the arms, and as you heard there, on the lower back. Police are also saying that they have obtained security video that corroborates at least one of these incidents. They also say that some other students even observed some of this alleged behavior. Miami-Dade schools saying that at the time of her arrest, Vigil was no longer working at the school.
We're in Southwest Miami.
Well, in other words, the school already knew this was coming up and they just fired her about it. Don't try to act like she wasn't doing her job and they fired her or some shit. Mm-hmm. They already knew these charges was coming up, so they just let her go before this all came out. Well, she's of course, you know, the internet found out what was her TikTok page and her Instagram page. She have turned them private. So from what I see, here's a if you can take this little grainy footage, that's her body. Okay, so she's not a bad looking woman, as you were saying. So from what I see, like I said, she said I'm the private. So the images I can see for those TikTok pages, her and the kids do to all them damn TikTok dances and shit in school. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. If that's your job, you don't get into a position where you doing all that stuff like that with children. Okay, it maybe look fun and look innocent or whatever, but you in school and you don't be doing that shit with them kids because they can say anything about you.
Yep.
They can say, oh yeah, we be doing all those TikTok dances and she grabbed my ass or something like that. You just don't do anything like that. You want to do those TikTok dances and all that stuff, do it in the privacy of your own home. If you don't have any children, I'm pretty sure you got nieces, nephews, cousins you could do those dances and stuff with. But don't do that shit in school. She has a lot of videos of her doing those dopey dances with kids and stuff. So and that's another thing about the double standard. If that was a man doing all those dances with kids and stuff at school, don't you think somebody would have said something to him? Mm-hmm. But they just continuously let this go while she's recording in school while doing those TikTok dances. Well, all right, now we going to Atlanta, Georgia this time. Fulton County, the world famous Fulton County, who arrested Trump. And we done like numerous stories on this.
There's always something going down in the fall.
Yeah. We got Shaniqua Bowden, an employee of Fulton County Sheriff's Office, has been terminated after she got into a fight with a woman, Rayona Nguyen, when Bowden tried to serve Nguyen a temporary protection order. Here's the report.
Well, it has happened again. The sheriff of Fulton County has terminated an officer who wound up on the wrong side of the law. She apparently got into an altercation.
They about to whoop the damn sheriff's office woman ass, too.
...with another woman that was personal in nature, according to Sheriff Pat Labatt's office. Fox 5's Mort Stiggs has told you about a myriad of problems Fulton County has had maintaining qualified sheriff's deputies.
Damn, they got a problem keeping him home.
Is live from Northeast Atlanta with this latest development.
Stop hiring people that's ghetto in the hood and get some and start paying some people some money. That's what the problem is, number one.
Well, there's a term that law enforcement uses, and that is from time to time they have to lay hands on someone during an encounter. But by departmental rules, it is not supposed.
We done seen plenty of officers, quote unquote, lay hands on people.
To be personal, the incident played out as shown in this Instagram post. The commotion shown in a post on Instagram led to an investigation of a Fulton Sheriff's detention officer who, according to Sheriff Pat Labatt's office, engaged in some kind of personal back and forth with an individual named Rayonda Nguyen. The female officer in the gray shirt identified as Shaniqua Bowden. It wouldn't be easy to see, but the two women spat on each other during the fracas.
It's got to be more to the story because you see the other police officers there look like they were arresting someone. So maybe she really didn't do anything and they were trying to attack her. Because, or maybe like the woman, like they said, the woman spit on her and she spit back and that's when they all ready to roll on her. I don't know, but I think it maybe be more to the story. Because what this cop doing here arresting the other woman on the side like this?
According to an Atlanta police report, this incident stemmed from Ms. Bowden showing up
and at she was about to fall over them steps too, by the way.
...event with a temporary protection order she wanted to serve on Ms. Nguyen. A retired sheriff's lieutenant explained why such an action would be inappropriate.
That does not fall within the scope and the range or the essential duties of a detention officer or a corrections function.
Atlanta police were on scene having responded to a fight call. One of them instructed Ms. Bodden to hand over the court order so that he could attempt to serve it. But things got out of hand.
It says everything about how people are being selected, trained. You represent the office of sheriff.
Police ultimately arrested both women. Within hours, the officer was fired, joining several other Fulton sheriffs.
All girls here.
Officers who have taken the wrong photo.
Now, what they said is she wasn't supposed to be serving papers to someone.
Yeah, that's not her job.
Okay, so how'd she get this then?
She got the paperwork from out of the fucking job, some or somebody else, and said, "Oh, I know them, or that's where I'm at. You know what I mean? My neighborhood. Let me take it over there."
All right. So another.
She probably don't like the girl, and they probably mess with the same dude. So she wanted to be the one to serve her, like a smack in the face.
That's what I was about to say. So in other words, they banging the same dude, and yeah. This is a way to show her that. Okay. So in other words, so she might not have been. So she probably was like off of work, like you said. Let me serve these. I'll give her the paper when I get home, or something like that.
Right.
Okay. So she blew her job for all this shit here, huh?
Yep.
Photographs, mugshots from the same department.
You can't test a person's heart until it manifests itself. But ultimately, what we can do is do a more intense background. Where there are ethical problems, we try and catch those early. And that certainly have been in the past. And we want to focus on making sure that we have the right tools to serve our employees.
Now, around the metro, many departments have suffered from attrition, people leaving the department. Unfortunately, at the Fulton County Sheriff's Office, that attrition includes so many officers who've gotten into trouble.
Yeah, okay, start hiring, start paying people more, and hire the right people with none of this shit go on like this. And it was what we always say about how they always put women in these positions like that. Now, you know, they're ready to fight and ready to throw down and all that type of shit.
They control their emotions.
Right. Now, you think that a male sheriff's office worker is going to say, well, look, I'm about to go out and get off work. Send me the paperwork. I'll go and give it.
We ain't doing nothing. We were just talking about that. We ain't doing nothing extra for the job.
Right.
They got somebody else handling it. I'm going to the fucking bar or see my girl, whatever. I ain't trying to drop no paperwork off.
Exactly. Because I ain't getting in a position to be serving nobody any court paperwork so they can roll on me or something like that. No, that ain't my job. Yeah, well, that's right around where you live. Nope, I ain't going home today.
Yep. They asked me at the job, can you drop this off in the mailbox on your way home? Nope, I won't be responsible for nobody fucking paperwork or nothing. I ain't dropping nothing in no mailbox. Put that in the bin at the job and let them do it the way they're supposed to do it.
Yeah, because first thing they said, how they ain't get it. And
well,
you
I gave
the last
the
one.
He's supposed to drop it off in the mailbox, and then I'm arguing, talking about, well, I did put it in the box. They don't know what I did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm firing on some bullshit I ain't had nothing to do with. Nope.
Exactly.
Put that shit in the bin and leave me alone.
Yep, because, you know, sometimes shit happen, and they might not. You put it in the mail, and they didn't get it or something
like
that.
Who's the last
that?
Person that had it, Phil? Well,
yeah.
No, he didn't. They'd be like, it's only one piece. You want to take that to the mailbox? Nope. I'm going to put it in this bin, and then they're going to wait till this bin load up with some mail, and then they'll take all of it.
Yeah, true, huh? You ain't wrong. Because I wouldn't do it neither, because you be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
No, Phil say he was going to give it to such and such. You may have gave it to such and such. Shit happens. And they might not receive it or something in the mail or got lost in the mail or something like that. And then they're going to be looking at you like you stole something or mm-hmm. something like that. Nah, you ain't putting me in that position. Nope. So we're going to go to Broward County, Florida, where 17 Broward sheriffs.
Broward County, here we go. Another fucking shitty stomping ground.
17 Broward Sheriff Office employees suspected of fraudulently applying for and receiving Paycheck Protection Program loans, the PPP loans. News sources say that as many as 40 employees was under investigation for the PPP loan fraud. So, damn, they arrested 17, but 40 was... 40 has been under investigation for committing a fraud. So the whole damn sheriff's office was damn getting PPP loans.
Yeah.
Here's the report.
We are now hearing from Broward Sheriff Gregory Tony after 17 deputies have been arrested and charged with fraud. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live with this developing story. Roy.
Nicole, and we have learned that nearly 100 BSO employees did apply for the PPP loan.
Everybody did this on this, right?
Yeah. And got three or four employees. But yet you're working in the damn sheriff's office for 40 hours. But probably more than 40.
100, 17 of them are now facing federal charges. Well, as you mentioned today, we did get a chance to speak with Broward Sheriff Gregory Tony about these allegations, and he says if his employees were involved in this type of criminal activity, they do not deserve to be working in the law enforcement profession.
Did you believe you were receiving these loans legitimately?
And give a guess who's all being all arrested and coming out the federal building. Let's guess what their color is.
17.
What you about to say?
It was all a setup, like we said, from the door anyway. And they knew who was going to fall for the okey-doke, and we fell for the okey-doke.
Yes.
Members of the Broward Sheriff's Office, which include both BSO deputies and detention deputies, released from the federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale after being indicted on charges that include wire fraud after federal investigators said they fraudulently applied for and received funds from the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, loans.
Bonds were set. They're being released. Nobody, as far as I know, is being detained. And we'll take it from there. We'll be back in court.
Attorney Brian Silber represents three of the defendants, some of whom have either been suspended or placed on leave pending the outcome of the investigation.
I can't comment on the nature of the case.
While the charging documents do not allege that any of the defendants committed the charge offenses in the course of their official duties, this does not in any way diminish the seriousness of what the defendants are alleged to have done here.
Sheriff Gregory Tony said he first learned of the crimes in November of 2021, prompting him to investigate all 5,500 of his.
He kind of looks like Vince Young.
His employees. Mm-hmm,
exactly. Like
himself,
I couldn't think of who. I was like, damn, he looked like somebody I couldn't think of. You hit it on the nose.
And other top brass. Of the 17 indicted, 7 BSO deputies. And
oh, we got one look like it's Latino. Everybody else is black.
One sergeant in law enforcement and 8 detention deputies.
Look at all these brothers and sisters. Hey, guess what? All you got to do is act like you got a business. You can get some money.
And one sergeant in corrections.
I hate to see that, knowing some of the individuals and seeing
Vince Young little cousin here.
This that's being indicted. Some of them were good officers, but you're only as good as the last act and conduct that you execute.
We learned the defendants involved received tens of thousands of dollars, and while the investigation has proved that some of whom were investigated did have legitimate businesses, at the very least, the 17 now facing federal charges allegedly did not.
If you're going to be participating in criminal activities, we don't want you in
the- Of course they didn't.
It's a profession.
And while 17 BSO employees have been indicted, we are told that this investigation does continue and there could be more indictments to come. We'll be sure to stay on top of this. For now, outside of BSO headquarters near Fort Lauderdale, Roy Ramos, Local 10 News.
Well, five of the Broward County office employees had went to court. Here's the report on that.
We have an update today after more than a dozen BSO employees were charged in a PPP loan fraud investigation.
Six of the employees charged in the case appearing in federal court moments ago. Local 10 News reporter Syra Onward is live in Fort Lauderdale with the details. Syra.
So five of those individuals were arraigned today. A sixth had her arraignment rescheduled to next week. They all appeared here at the federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale before the same judge to hear their charges. We'll take you to video now. More than a dozen Broward Sheriff's Office employees are suspected of fraudulently applying for and receiving Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, loans. So the loans were established during the pandemic to help businesses pay their workers amid all of the restrictions. So 17 employees who work as either sworn law enforcement, BSO deputies, or jailers, they face federal charges. Six of them appeared today for arraignment on PPP wire fraud charges. They were Deputy Alexandra Acosta.
Why is she doing this report? Because it's like right off the highway or something with all that damn noise in the background. Mm-hmm.
Marcus Powell, Deputy Alan Dorville, Ancy Moranci, and Carolyn Wade. Those five all entered not guilty pleas and requested a trial by jury. Katrina Brown, she had her arraignment reset to next week so she could secure an attorney. So back out here on the scene now, all of those individuals who appeared today who were able to get arraigned, they requested a trial by jury. They all pleaded not guilty, and none of them had any comment to media as they stepped out of the courthouse today, but we'll keep you updated as this develops. But that is the very latest from downtown Fort Lauderdale. Thyra Onwa, Local 10 News.
Hey, look, we said about that PPP loan shit.
There so, they go. Biden just signed into law a thing where they're going to go, they got 10 years to go back and check all the PPP loans and investigate them. So it's going to be a lot. Like, even the people that got legit joints going to get checked. They're going to check all them stuff. And when they see some shady motherfuckers, they're coming for them. I don't think they're really going to get jail time like that unless you did, like, the million-dollar scams. Mm-hmm. All these $20,000, $50,000, all that. You're going to have to pay it back. You're going to get, like, some fucking probation and all that type of shit. They're going to fuck you over.
Right. Right. All right, Philip. Let's get into some sports. We got the Sunday night game. The Eagles at home at Lincoln Financial Field against the Miami Dolphins. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite, and the over and under is 52.5. Now, most of you will hear this, the game will be already over. But, Philip, give us your thoughts on this game.
I think we might be in trouble.
And why is the Eagles 3-point favorites?
I have no idea, because Miami is putting a major point steamrolling teams. I think they only took one L, and they've been just fucking on a roll, tearing teams up. And we've been winning games, but shaky wins, like not convincing like they have. They're getting at the quarterback. They throwing the ball all crazy. They was running before the guy got hurt. Mm-hmm. But they can throw like a motherfucker. They got three good receivers, so I don't know. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think they're going to bust our ass. Hate to see it.
Okay, so what's your prediction of the score?
I'm going to go 35-24.
Okay, all right. All right. And we got to talk about the Phillies. The Phillies have a 3-2 lead against the Arizona Diamondbacks. What I can't understand the manager name is Rob Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that debacle on Friday, and first of all, Gimble always scares me when he gets ready to pitch. You got Gimble, and you got the other guy, I forget his name, they always throw the fastballs. He's so damn uncontrollable, and they could not throw a damn strike. You would think you would have sat one of them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, he admitted to playing someone longer than he wanted to and all this. Yeah, it's easy to say that after the fact.
Right.
Do your job during the game. You see something need to be adjusted, adjust.
So why isn't what's the dude named that he start coming on towards the end of the season? Is it Trezon Walker? Why is he not in this playoff rotation? At least have him in the bullpen. He was a starting pitcher, but they left him off out of the playoff lineup. Have him come off the bench and pitch, because that Gimble scares the shit out of me. Every time when he goes to pitch, I already get scared. And so Arizona only won from fluke games. So they had the game on Friday. Then they had the game where the Phillies only had three damn hits.
Mm-hmm. We was cruising, and then what, they gave up like six in the bottom of the eighth or the seventh?
Yeah, that was Friday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So I believe that they're going to wrap this up on it's Monday. Tomorrow they're playing, right? I think they're playing tomorrow. Tuesday. All right, yeah, I think they'll wrap this up because they've been losing on fluke games. And he has to, the manager has to know how to manage a better game than that.
It's 2-2, right?
3-2. Yeah. Yeah, so they'll probably clean it up tonight. Anything else you want to talk about on the sports front?
Not really. My boy Castellanos finally started hitting the damn ball. I've been waiting for, 2 years now for him to do that?
And you haven't had no talk about your boy, too, this year. Your boy Bryce, been playing. Yep.
Bryce is. He's smacking that ball.
Okay, good you admitted it. You a fan now, huh?
More of a fan of the Phillies.
Well, Well, all right, y'all. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. Sorry, Phil.
Oh, you forgot to mention I was busting your ass in fantasy football this week.
Oh, I ain't even see the score. What's the score? I seen it early.
112-99. It's a fight. No. And it looked like I got Metcalf in it. He just said he was playing, so now I gotta find a sub real quick. Alright. Peace out.
Alright. Who is that? Who is that? People always wanna know where my friends is at. Like we attached. I don't need no crew to produce the same effect. How lame is that? Niggas say that we drawling, but really we ballin'. They mad cause they fall.